Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. So let's bring back the winners from all of our former games. From Which Came First, Jamie Orenstein. From Triple Word Score, David Schmitz. From Istanbul, not Constantinople, Jim Sparnon. From In a World, Bill Holtzoffel. And from Just Add Nada, Cody Lee. I'm going to ask our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, to crown our winner.
This final round is called Mind Your P's and Q's. No one is sure what the exact origin of that expression is, but we're going to do just that. In this round, all of the answers will be words, phrases, and proper names that contain both a P and a Q. Now, here's some hints. The answers will all start with P, but the P and Q might not be in the same word. For example, if I said it's a high school group that tries to increase school spirit, the answer would be Pep Squad. We're playing the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give us an answer. Last person standing is our grand winner. Remember, every answer will start with the letter P and contain a Q. Here we go. Jamie, it's a test given by school teachers without any prior warning.
Pop quiz.
That's right. David, it causes teeth to yellow as bacteria attach to the surface.
Plaque.
Yes. Jim, it's the last name of the actress who plays Sookie Stackhouse on the HBO series True Blood.
Paquin.
Paquin's right. Bill, it's a class that a student must have already completed as a condition for admission to a program.
A prerequisite.
That's correct. Cody, set 1 year before Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is technically this type of film.
Prequel.
Yes, prequel it is. Back to Jamie. If you're surrounded by screaming kids all day, you might say, all I want is a little this three-word phrase.
Peace and quiet.
Yes. David, in the Stephen King novel Carrie, things go downhill after Carrie is elected this high school honor.
Prom queen.
Prom queen is right. Jim, it's the French word for why.
Pourquoi?
Pourquoi? Oui, oui. Way to go. Bill, it's a two-word phrase describing a bedspread made from leftover scraps of fabric stitched together.
Percale?
Not percale. No, let's see if Cody knows this. 3 seconds. Let's see if Jamie knows it.
Peace quilt?
Not a peace quilt. Jamie, step aside and see if David knows this.
Pre-made quilt.
No.
Patchwork quilt.
Patchwork quilt is correct. And Jim takes the game. Way to go, Jim.
Jim, you did it. You're Ask Me Another big winner. Jim, you're getting a special prize. You have a choice of either a one-on-one basketball match against our VIP Alex Bloomberg, or our VIP Adam Davidson will personally argue your side in any debate. Unfortunately, that's all we have for you today, but you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace. Take us with you by downloading our podcast, or you can always find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is John Chinesky.
Hey, my name is Anagram Sue. Oh, heck, ninjas.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now Jolta Cannon.
Our puzzle editor is Art Chung.
Narc Thug.
With additional puzzle writing by Sean Kennedy, Greg Lightman, Karen Lurie, Dan Schofield, Mary Tobler, and J. Keith Van Stratton. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Josh Rogerson.
So Jig Honors.
John Asante.
Hat, no jeans.
And Eleanor Kagan.
And Orange Lake.
Along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Paul Ruest, Ivan Kuriev, and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our In a World narrator, Jonathan Bayless.
Saintly Banjo.
Our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
Our friends from Planet Money.
An Enemy Plot.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.